Let me ask you a question. What tool do you think you can use to be more humorous in your speech, deepen your connection with your audience, and make your message stick? It's the callback. Now, what is a callback? It's anything that has happened in the event or that you've talked about that you can bring back into your speech later on. For example, whenever you do a speech for an organization, chances are very high that there are other agenda items that precede your speech. Perhaps something interesting has happened that you can bring back up while you talk. For example, recently I spoke in Toronto, and before I began, something interesting happened. I was speaking at their fall conference, but there was a guy who was responsible for promoting the upcoming spring conference. And let me tell you, he took his job very seriously, and he was extremely enthusiastic about promoting it over and over again. In fact, every single time he got a chance, he grabbed that microphone and he demanded that people attend the spring conference. So I saw this as an opportunity to redo my opening. Listen to how it went. You might not know this, but there is going to be a spring conference. April 17th through April 19th. At the Valhalla Inn. I might just show up because I can't get it out of my head. Give my helicopter costume, I'll be ready to go. Welcome back. This callback worked for one reason. I called back to something that was already on everybody's mind. When you do this, you deepen the connection with your audience. So call back to something that has happened earlier in the event that everyone witnessed and everyone's thinking about. Believe me, it will be humorous, but it will also make a deep connection. But what else can you call back to? Call back to something interesting that might have happened on your way to the event. This is good because it helps your audience feel that it was specific and special to them. In other words, it never happened anywhere else, so that makes it unique and special. For example, in this same event that you just heard a minute ago, something else interesting happened to me the night before I spoke. I brought it up. Here's how it went. On a serious note, something happened to me on Friday of which I am ashamed. So naturally, I'm going to share it with you. You remember how we were dancing out on the dance floor on Friday night?
Yeah.
Having a good time? Well, what happened to me happened in my room around midnight. I'm not leaving that type of legacy. Well, we were out here dancing on Friday night having a good time, but I was still hungry. I went to my room, and I was hungry, so I went in the room, locked the door, ordered a pizza from Domino's. About 25 minutes later, there's a knock at the door, so I go to the front door. And you know that chain that goes across the door? I couldn't make it go all the way over to the hole to unlock it. And so I'm trying to push this chain over and I can't unlock it. And I hear the person on the other side saying, "Hello." And I said, "Look, I can't get out." Now, you got to be honest. Raise your hand if you've ever locked yourself out. It takes talent to lock yourself in. I looked through the peephole and saw this lady with the pizza, and I said, "Look, just I'm going to put a 20 under the door." So I put a 20 under the door, and I said, "Just leave the pizza there, and I'll figure it out." She said, "Do you want any help?" I said, "Just save yourself." Welcome back. So you can call back to something that happened during the event before you speak that everyone witnessed, and you can call back to something that led up to the event. And you can also call back to things that happen while you are actually speaking. And finally, using callbacks is a great way to make your message stick. How? By calling back to your main points throughout your speech. See, before I transition into my next point, I always call back to the previous point. So, for example, when I do my 4 hours to remarkable results speech, I say, so you face reality with whatever measurement scale you use because you master what you measure. Once you face reality, you must relinquish what's in the way because you're either on the way or you're in the way. Then you have to rely on the process of change by creating a picture of where you want to go. And finally, you reform to a better way. Is that by changing all at once? No. It's by changing small and changing often. These callbacks make my speech stick, and it will do the same for yours. So if you want more humor, a deeper connection, and you want your message to stick, please use callbacks.